You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. MTL.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid.
To our knowledge, this is the first time in Canada that a zoo owner is facing criminal animal cruelty charges, and it's also the first time in the history of Quebec that animal cruelty charges have been laid by way of indictment, which is a type of prosecution that is reserved for the most serious offenses and opens the door to harsher penalties.
This was Sophie Gaillard, lawyer and spokeswoman for the SPCA, referring to Norman Trahan, owner of Saint-Édouard Zoo in Trois-Rivières, who was arrested by SPCA officers and the SQ on charges of animal neglect and cruelty. After evaluating the condition of the animals at the zoo, a senior campaign manager told a news conference that most animals remained in dilapidated enclosures, had limited access to food and water, and appeared to be in need of veterinary care. The charges stem from a visit in August 2018, when the SPCA said it noted several alleged violations. In a subsequent visit in October, officials seized two alpacas that were in poor health and found four deceased animals, including two tigers. A resident who lives nearby the zoo told CTV News that he has seen dead or dying animals on the property. If convicted, the owner of the zoo could face a maximum of 5 years in jail and a lifetime ban on owning animals. Canadian Minister of Tourism announced investments in support of Pride festivals across Canada, including major investments in Pride Toronto, Fierté Montréal, and the Vancouver Pride Society. Regional economic development agencies will work with Fierté Canada Pride to support even more Pride events across the country. Other projects will include LGBTQ diversity training and market readiness programs in order to provide safe and respectful sites across Canada that everyone can enjoy. These investments, part of the Canadian Experiences Fund, foster values of diversity and equity, making Canada a welcoming destination for LGBTQ travelers. In a statement, the UN Refugee Agency said that given the worsening political, economic, human rights, and humanitarian situation in Venezuela, the UN now considers that the majority of those fleeing the country are in need of international refugee protection. The new guidelines underscore the growing humanitarian crisis in Venezuela that is forcing people to take desperate journeys in search of food, medicine, and other basic necessities. The crisis comes as the country is locked in a political struggle between Juan Guaido, leader of the National Assembly of Venezuela, and Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
True! You do that. You go to CJLO/news and you look up the news, and the news is a depressing thing, so be warned. I mean, not specifically CJLO news, it's just the news in general all over the world. So there's that. I said I was going to play something off the new Duel record. It's called Valley of Shadows, and thanks to some, apps, which you can download from the storefronts of various things, I found something that opens RARs, and so now that's on here. RAR. RAR. So I'm going to play Broken Mirror from this new Duel record, and again, I don't want to get too excited, but, South by Southwest 2020 might be something very interesting this year. So we'll see. Ha ha ha. Here's some Duel with Broken Mirror off of Valley of Shadows. Keep it locked, and then we'll do some CanCon, because I am very behind on that. Ha ha. Ooh. CJLO, 1690 AM. Enjoy this.
We'll be right back. Local Natives, live in Montreal on their 2019 Spiral Choir Tour. See them play at the Rialto Theater on Tuesday, May 28th at 8 o'clock p.m. with supporting band Middle Kids.
It's Monday. Your work week is just beginning. You can already feel the existential dread seeping in, and the weekend seems so far away.
What?
Things will only get worse from here.
Oh, for the love!
Luckily, there's Sewer Spewer, your weekly guide to Montreal's underground punk and metal scene, with your host, Chris the Frog. every Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. Don't let your Monday drag you down. Melt your mind with some local noise.
CJLO Radio.
Let's go!
CJLO 1690 AM, that's The Altruist off of their new album, Aegeus, Droplets of Sun. Before that, Fractures and Outline with Echoes. And you might, if you've been traveling over to La Nationale over the past 2 days, might have heard those and goes, oh, those sound very vaguely familiar, because both of those are playing at Breakdown Fest, which is happening right now at La Nationale, like at this very moment. I know you're probably listening from there because you were like, oh, I need Andrew to tell me what I should be listening to for the rest of the week. And, well, by going there, you've kind of done that. You know, I'm just saying that it is good that you have anticipated what I would tell you to do and are doing that. That is how all great empires start, by everyone who listens to the beloved leader, a.k.a. me, tell them what to do and anticipate what they're going to say. I am a bit disappointed you didn't wait for me to say it, but, I mean, in this particular case, it's fine. And, since the whole world is becoming a terrible dystopian nightmare of totalitarianism, why can't I also get on the train and tell you what to do? You know? I'm probably not as bad as most of the people that are already telling you what to do right now. So, like, you know. And I have a better taste in music. I'm just throwing it out there, you know? If you're gonna mindlessly listen to someone tell you what to do, it might as well be me, right? I mean, right. You're right. Very good. I'm glad you had that thought all on your own, and that I didn't influence it in any way. Good job. You have thought well. Excellent. Before that, you heard some Anomalism and Hard Charger. Hard Charger, who are going to be playing here on the 30th. So, in case you haven't kind of clued in, I'm telling you what you're going to be doing over the next couple days, / what you should have been doing today, going to Breakdown Fest. So, you know, I'll do more of that toward the end of the show. But, you know, I just wanted to clue you in as to what you should be doing, what you should be planning on doing, all that stuff. Don't worry. I will take care of you. Don't worry. Let's move on to some more things, shall we? Some more stuff. And, I know that a lot of people that listen to this show say that I'm wrong because I like things like that have a bunch of breakdowny parts and are metalcore because, you know, that's what lame people listen to or whatever. Well, you're wrong, first off. I'm right. We've established this. But let's take a couple other things here and play some stuff that is not in this particular vein, because I want to make you happy. That's all I want, is to make you happy. So let's play some stuff from here in Montreal off of a compilation that we've done called Foreign Trade, a Loud Music Exchange. It was done between us and the fine people down at WIXQ in Millersville, Pennsylvania. We set this up. We got a bunch of bands from around each of us, and we put it all together in one delicious poutine of music, you see, because poutine means mess. Yeah, I just told you something new in case you didn't know that, but who am I kidding? You know more French than I do because you're here in Montreal, and I am a dirty interloper who came here from somewhere else. I'm literally colonizing you, and that's fine. But also, I'm your beloved leader, so there we go. That's good. Let's play something off of here, though, shall we? Play you some Luger. I quite like them. A track called Scavenging the Ruins. Now, if you like this track and you want to see more of these bands, or what bands are playing right now in and around the central part of Pennsylvania, the south-central portion of Pennsylvania, the Susquehanna Valley, as it were. There you go. I taught you something. Something new. And I mean, it's not something you could ever really use. Ever. But, I figured I would help you. In fact, you know what? I'm going to play two tracks from here. I'm going to play some Luger, and then after that I'm going to play a band called Freeze with a track called Deep End. If you like either of these, you can go to CJLO's Bandcamp, which is CJLO 1690 AM, in case you're interested. Go listen to that, download it. You can have it for free. That's how much we love you. We love you so much, we're willing to give you free things. That's how much We care about you. Okay, it's okay. Strong Andrew. I just care so much. My heart is overflowing for all of you. So here, listen to this. I'll regain my composure. And you can enjoy these. And then we'll move on to other stuff from here in Montreal, because my can count is low. Oh, Canadian content, why are you so difficult to find sometimes?
But don't worry. Some Luger, some Freeze. Go to CJLO's Bandcamp because I told you to, and that pretty much covers it. So keep it locked. This is Great A Explosive, CJLO 16.9 AM. Enjoy this.
I've had it all. temps de conflit, nous le ramenons à la vie. Une guerre de pouvoir sur une terre déchue. En échange du pouvoir, un rêve il nous vendra. Donnons-lui notre confiance, il nous libérera. We'll be right back.
Yeah. The Saint-Ambroise Montreal Fringe Festival is back from May 27th to June 16th in the iconic Plateau Mont-Royal. Discover more than 500 local, national, and international artists as they explore unknown artistic territories in theater, music, dance, and visual arts. We have different types of passes to fringe more and pay less. All the details can be found online at www.montrealfringe.ca.
Dublin! There's something wrong with you.
Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3 and start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
What's up? This is Nathan from The Slide. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, dans Montréal, Québec.
CJLO 1690 AM, that's The Slide from over in Toronto. Walk With Me is the name of the track, and big congrats to them as being the finalists for the Vakken Metal Battle Canada. There we go, the finalist for that. So they took the whole thing. I'm actually very surprised by that. Not that they're a bad band, don't misquote me or anything, but, you know, they are... not what I would expect to win is really where that goes. But good luck for them. They're now going to be representing Canada in the Vakken Battle of the Bands at Vakken in Germany. And man, that's I want that to win. I want Canada to win every year. We always send interesting things. And in fact, One year, Crimson Shadows won, and Mutant came in second, so we're doing pretty good. It's really what I'm trying to say here. And now, being that I've highlighted that, well, I'll go over some of the other stuff you heard before that. Some West of Hell with the Machine, some brand new Death Angel off of their new album, that's Divine Defector, and Thrash Loran with Le Redemptor. And two things from the compilation that we made with WIXQ down in Millersville, Pennsylvania. If you want that, go to our Bandcamp, CJLO 1690 AM, and you can download it for free friggin' dollars. Free dollars. See anybody else beat that? Haha! You maybe could pay people, but that'd be stupid. We're smart. Yeah. And now it's time for me to plan your week. So let's get planning. Of course, we have Turbo House. Let's start off there, since there's not too much going on, and there's actually nothing for June, which is very weird and is confusing. So I'm going to have to look as to why that might be. Maybe they're not using their own website, which seems very strange, but fine, I guess. That's what you want to do. I'm not going to complain about it. But let me see what... while I'm looking up that, Beg for Noise 4 is going to be happening with such bands as Glut, Scumstrike, Cystic Embalment, Grindcore Malade, Gastronomic Error, which is just great. Fetus Deletus, which is also a great name for a band. and just a ton more. That's going to be happening on the 30th. So Thursday, starting... there's no start time here. Well, that's strange, but fine, I guess. Very confusing. And is that really all that they have going on here for the next bit? Oh no, there's other stuff, like fundraiser for Head and Hands is going to be there, so go do that. It'll be fun. Oh, it looks like a dance night. So that sounds good. Go do that. It'll be fun. Everyone will have a good time. At Catacombs, you can go see Ear Slaughter Volume 4, which is going to be happening with just so many bands. It's going to be happening for the 31st and June 1st with such bands as... Infest and Drop Dead and Fuck the Facts and Heinous and Hummingbird of Death and Hard Charger, Grave Infestation, Max Power, Holy Grinder, just Tomb Mold, a ton of bands, just a bunch of them. You can still pick up tickets now, so go and do that. Go pick up tickets. I don't know how much they are. Let me look that up real quick, because like that's sort of important to determine this. For the weekend, it is $76.14. So there you go. There's something you can do. And it's a Catacombs, which is just one of the best places. And if you want to go see Catacombs and not go to something huge, you can go see Abyssal, who are going to be there on the 28th. And it will be, I'm sure, a good show because, you know, I like them. The Fallen Crow is going to be at Petit Campus playing on the 31st. So mark that down. And not necessarily happening this week, but if you want to get a free ticket to go see Dope Throne along with the Floating Widget, you can go to Club Soda's website, and they'll have a way that you can like basically enter and get a free ticket to go for the night. So I don't understand why you wouldn't want to do that. So go do that, because Dope Throne is good, and it'll be a good night for everybody. And, let's see what else we got here. I can talk about that next week, but, good friends of the station Aim Low are going to be playing on June 6th. That's going to be at Let's Go Griff, so, you know, mark that down as well. And Jock Thrush and Aklaska are going to be at Barfly on June 7th. These are things coming up in the future, far future. But let's focus on the here and now. Flotsam and Jetsam are going to be coming tonight to Foof's. So if you want to go see that, go do that. Or you can go to Breakdown Fest at La Nationale, whatever's closest to you. I won't tell you either of those are bad decisions. But you can do that. Heavy Montreal, which is going to be happening in July, is going to present Deicide and Origin, which is happening May 29th. That's at L'Astral. you should go do that. Enjoy it. And June 1st, Slow Feg is going to be playing. I like them quite a lot. So I'll probably be at Bar La Ritz on June 1st. And that pretty much covers most of the things, I think, up until next week. So let's play something short and sweet to get us up into Burnt Offerings. All up in Burnt Offerings Grill. DJ Space Pirate is back to play for you stuff and junk and junk and stuff? Is it okay to say that you're playing stuff? Okay, not okay to say it. Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, I've already said it. It's too late now. Let's play something from Shotgun Sawyer, which is not going to help transition to this. So enjoy this. Ain't trying to go down slow, and I'll catch you next week. CJLO 1690 AM. Enjoy this.